This is Twit.
Is this being caused by 5G towers?
Yes. No. Oh. Please don't, Leo.
You people know better.
Here we go. There's like this weird, and maybe Georgia knows this story, but like there's this weird oppositional personality disorder where people feel like everything in the world is moving so fast. If they just make up a conspiracy, at least they can control the conspiracy.
Maybe that's
and have
it.
Some semblance of,
yeah, like maybe that's
they won't
it.
They won't believe in climate change or vaccines. But if you tell them that coronavirus is caused by 5G and they can vaccinate against it, maybe then they'll do it.
There's been arson and sabotage against cell towers in England, in the Netherlands,
in countries without 5G, they've been blaming it on 5G.
Where did that come from?
Okay. Wasn't it like Woody Harrelson tweeted it and someone else famous?
Did Woody Harrelson tweet it?
He was one of the first people, and there was another celebrity who tweeted it.
Oh, please.
Okay. Yeah. Let me talk about this.
The thing is, okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Drew. Okay. So, Black people believe this with all their heart. I'm just going to put it as a general blanket statement because I have family members, friends DMing me banned videos every 5 seconds, okay? So first of all, if the video says banned on it, I'm not clicking it because if it's banned, how am I watching it? How did you watch it, you moron?
Second of all, banned, is it?
Yeah, it's not banned. It tells you in the title that it's bullnaggle, okay? Second of all, okay, 5G isn't even real. They put 5G on phones before 5G was even available. And 5G, if you want to say, okay, let me give you some good conspiracies out there, okay? If you want to say a bat transformed into the virus and someone ate something in the market and it spread, great. You want to say a guy in a school built a virus that he wanted to contain, but it got uncontained and it mutated, they lost it, and you want to blame it on the man and they're trying to get it. Cool. If you want to blame it on the government saying that they just want to get rid of people collecting Social Security, it is targeted at older people to get them off so we can have a better healthcare system so they're not weighing out. Cool. If you want to say Bill Gates wants to get another $1 billion by putting the chip in me, not the chip, but the vaccine, cool. But what I will not stand for, listen to, condone, or understand is how you're telling me that the radiation that you sit on the phone and scroll through in your body all day, every day, the microwave that you cook your food on because you don't cook no more, you're worried about that giving you a virus? No, it might give you a headache. It might give you cancer over 25 years, but it's definitely not giving you flu-like symptoms coast to coast, passing from person to person. It is not 5G. Because guess what? Somebody in Milwaukee, Montana, Oklahoma, they don't even have 5G yet, but the virus is spreading there. So if you don't shut up about this 5G and stop burning down these towers, I might stab you in the face repeatedly. Don't email me, don't DM me, don't message me.
Don't send me no banned videos that aren't really banned.
Cory Doctorow had a great thread on this too.
Friend that posts about it. Everybody. It's insane.
Cory Doctorow was saying like every time there's a new technology comes out, they get these reports saying it's giving me headaches, and they're like, we have not even turned them on yet.
Yeah.
And with the towers are there and people forget about them, the stuff all goes like it's human nature to expect the worst and to find reasons for things and to have mass hysteria. We've been using all these signals for a long time. We're just packeting data through them better now. That's like the only change is what we're actually sending over these waves. And it's really strange that people will believe the most outlandish things, but not science.
Here's
it's
the cartoon right from now, Michael Ramirez in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Woody Harrelson tweeted that 5G may have caused the coronavirus pandemic. That's the woman says. Her husband says, obviously, it causes brain damage. Go ahead.
We are so much more primed right now, though, for these type of conspiracy theories because we're at home. What is everyone doing? They're surfing on the media for stuff. And this pandemic is such a massive thing that people don't understand. It's really scary. And when we're scared, our brains don't get smarter.
Yeah.
We get we're not as intelligent. We're like, you know, and it's much easier for someone to say this is the reason for it. Whenever it's like when there was a cataclysmic event, people were like, no, we have to throw people into volcanoes. That will make this better. And the volcano won't be so angry at us. That we can understand. It's something that's concrete. So people look to what has changed, what can I do? And 5G I can control. A little tiny virus that is spread through people that almost everyone's going to get is really frightening. I can't control that. So in a way, it's soothing to think that it's 5G and we just have to get rid of a whole bunch of towers.
By the way, we'll
be safe again.
A year ago, the New York Times warned that RT, the Russian government-funded television network, was airing a report that 5G might kill you, that this may be more disinformation from Russia.
And besides that, Georgia, you'll appreciate this. Some of these people that are complaining about this, I'm saying to myself, okay, so you're sitting in your house for the last 2 weeks. You're drinking beer and vodkas. You're not drinking water at all during the day. You're eating sugary snacks and candy foods and your pot belly and bread and donuts. And then you don't go outside, get no vitamin D, no fresh air, playing Xbox video games. Your phone's glued to your face all day. And you're saying you don't feel good because it's because of 5G. No, it's because you haven't drank any water. You haven't got up off your fat butt and walked around the block. And you haven't looked up at the sun. Okay, you need to see the sun. They didn't say don't go outside and look up. They said don't go hang out at somebody else's house. So, again, if you don't shut up about this 5G causing this virus, I'm going to lose my mind.